Welcome to the John Hendrick Fellowship Lunch Podcast. These are messages by Hendrick Motorsports Chaplain Donnie Floyd of Motor Racing Outreach. These messages are spoken weekly to encourage and help you see the world through God's eyes and not your own. Life can be difficult, but we believe life with God can be joyful and fulfilling. I hope that these messages will influence you to trust God and His promises. You can learn more about Motor Racing Outreach at go2mro.com. Thanks for listening. Let's get ready for today's message.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is so exciting to be here. We're so excited and we're so blessed and honored to be able to worship with y'all. So go ahead and worship with us.
Rumors of the Son of Man, stories of the Savior, holiness with human hands, treasure for the traitor. This is the gospel. No ear has heard, no eye has seen the image of Father, until heaven came to live with me, a rescue like no other. Sing, you are worthy, you are worthy of your name. Yes, you are. Thank you. Yes, you are worthy. You are worthy of your name, my Jesus.
I just want to pray just for a moment here. Father, in this place, there are so many stories of how you truly have been faithful. God, we lift these words up because they're a living testimony of your faithfulness in our lives. Lord, I praise you that there is not one flavor that is more special to you in the stories that could be testified to in this place. God, because we belong to you, as we gather in this place as sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you've been so good. Pray that we continue to live lives that give a living testimony of your goodness without words and with words to the glory of your name, in Jesus' name, amen. Wow, what a privilege it is to be here with you this afternoon. It's been about a year and a half since I've had the opportunity to be here with you, with this team. We've got a little bit more on the team with us. They represent a bigger team that travels somewhere multiple times a week around, especially on the east side of the country. But they travel all over the place with conferences, visit churches, being an encouragement to the body of Christ wherever we get invited to go. And this team has just been so faithful. And I promise you, any of the ones that were on this platform are less concerned about this platform than they are the throne of God. And it's a testimony to them that they are so faithful to be humble servants, to be able to echo his praise. And we get to join in sometimes because they're really talented. And I've tried out 3 times and they still haven't put me on the team, Tim Helms. So I didn't get to do that. But this afternoon, you can see there in your handout, the name of what I really wanted to share with you is called Stay in Your Lane. And I promise you, I'm not lying, it was already the title before I knew I would be here this morning. Okay, so it has nothing to do with NASCAR, although because we're all here, everything we do, including everyone in here, has something to do with the end goal of something that we love called NASCAR. You know, when you think about it, there are times when you're on a track that you stay in your lane. I mean, we all want one of those 4 drivers to find their line, right? And let that line carry them to the finish line. And of course, it changes during a race. But every one of those H's on that wall happened because everyone that's a part of that team knew their lane. They know the role that you're supposed to play, the guideline. And if you get out of your lane, sometimes it causes problems. And the same thing happens in life. You know, to live a life like we've been called to, that God has called us to live, it is so difficult sometimes for us to stay in our lane. We do things like trying to tell people where they're wrong. We do things like trying to judge people for some kind of behavior that may not be where they need to be, but we start in the wrong place and we get out of our lane. God's called us to be in a lane in life with him, and usually that lane begins and ends with conveying how much Jesus loves the person that we're interacting with. Far more than whether or not we tell people whether they're right or they're wrong or they're not saying the right, whatever that may be, we all have a lane that he's given us. And for us to sit in this place, to get to serve all over this incredible campus, to take who Jesus is and make sure that it's imprinted in all of the work. Our founder at Liberty University, Dr. Farwell Sr., used to make this statement, and I say used to, he's probably still making this statement, we just don't hear it anymore because he's in heaven with Jesus. He said, if it's Christian, it ought to be better. Now, that statement, for us that are competitive, because I am one, okay, and it is 2024. I'm okay with any one of the numbers that wins the championship this year, but it is 2024, okay, and we happen to get paint on a car that's got the number 24 from Liberty University a few times during the season, so it would be really special for a lot of people. But if any of those numbers win, I'm a Hendrick fan till I die. But well, you know, when we think about what we're called to do and who we're called to be, God gives us this lane that we have to run in, and we want to see the best, not just for the competition. We want to do the best because it's an act of worship that we give back to our King. He's given every single person in this room special knowledge, abilities, experience, wisdom to utilize that for his glory. I promise you, I kid around sometimes with folks and I tell them, sometimes the most spiritual thing that I do in my life is mow my grass. We got any professional mowers in here? I am. I'm a self-proclaimed professional grass cutter, and I'm telling you, I'm daggone good, okay? When I hear boogity, 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 I fire up my John Deere lawn tractor, okay? So that's what I can't wait for, and I'm very particular. I've had landscaping companies stop and say, hey, where'd you learn how to do all that? I'll tell you where I learned how to do all that. Whew. I learned how to do that from Jim Temple, my dad. And he taught me how to stay in my lane when I get on that grass. I don't want words carved out and mowed. This is how it's to be done, and it's done with great quality. God calls us to do that. But then the writer of Proverbs here in these first 9 chapters, it's the same father talking to the same son. He says, second, to stay in your lane, my son, you need to watch out for what's in your heart. This is my favorite part of all of Proverbs. This verse is an anchor verse that calibrates a grand understanding of who God is in my life and in your life and what he's called us to do. Because he says, be careful about what's in your heart. In other words, guard it. He uses, in this translation I read, it's with all vigilance. Where in your life are you vigilant? See, it's very closely related to the word vigilante. And a vigilante is kind of half-cocked, going on their own plans and going out there to do something crazy. But we can redeem that in this passage and say, you know what? I need to guard my heart with all vigilance. I need to be crazy guarding my heart because out of it, all the issues of life spring out. And when you pollute the wellspring, your whole life becomes infected. This father says, be careful about what's coming in your ears, but guard and be careful about what is within your heart, my son. I love what the psalmist wrote. In Psalm 139, verse 23, he said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Jeremiah 17:9, the weeping prophet who was in Scripture, he's the poster child for mental wellness gone wrong. He said, the heart is deceitful. It's desperately wicked. Who can know it? I'll tell you who can know it, and Jeremiah knew it, God alone. The one who gave us the lane and gives us the opportunity to stay in the lane. And so God warns us to stay away from a double heart. Let him search our hearts. Be careful of what's coming in our ears. Be careful about what's coming out of our hearts. And then in number 3, he says in verse 24, we need to be careful and ask the question, what's on my lips? You see, before you know this, whatever is in your heart will eventually come out of your mouth. Now, I don't know if you like going to family reunions. I used to. And then I got old enough to realize how crazy all my relatives were. Because you don't get to pick your family, right? You get to pick your friends, but you don't get to pick your family. And sometimes you're like, man, I guess I have to. And I hope there's really good food, because that's my consolation prize. And somebody will say something jokingly. But you know that cousin, you know that aunt or uncle, and you're like, no, they really mean something there. And you know it. And sometimes we do it with each other. We'll say something, and we're like, no, sorry, man. I was just joking. But you know what? The heart is betrayed by the mouth. Happens every single time. And this father says to this son, if you're going to stay in your lane, you need to make sure you guard what's on your lips. How should our words be described? It's in Colossians 4 and verse 6, and it says this, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so you may know how to answer everyone. Let your conversation be full of grace. And maybe it's you, sometimes it's me. We're not always full of grace when our conversation comes out. Sometimes we're kind of like, man, can you believe that joker? I can't believe, what are they thinking? They need to back off out of here. Instead of starting with grace. What is grace? Grace isn't mercy. Mercy is when I hold back something that you really deserve. Grace is when I give to you something that you had no act in earning. It's what Jesus did for us. It's through his grace alone that we find salvation in him. So what's before your eyes?
We hope you enjoyed this message. It is our hope that you take what you have learned today and allow God to use it in your daily life. feel free to share this message if it has been a benefit to you. Learn more about Motor Racing Outreach at go2mro.com. Take care and God bless.